That guy, Sean, he hangs around with disreputable characters.
Very unhealthy.
Very unhealthy, man. I'm sure that's where you got the coof. That's where you got it, Betty White. From Sean.
Gone too soon.
Gone too soon. Killed by this man. File foot Sean carrying the podium out.
She's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Are you kidding?
It was Cloris Leachman who died.
She did die, yeah.
We would never hear the end of fucking Betty White dying.
Yeah, there'll be a 2-week
retrospective. All the animals and stuff she supports would be up in arms. Yeah, it'd be a fucking mess. It'd be a disaster.
They'd have all the Marvel superheroes like do the thing. She's walking down the hall for her funeral. Oh gosh, what do I have for today? You know, Merlogic is calling in today.
Oh, really?
I imagine you're sick
He's
of
my
this
favorite.
GIF. Ralph.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one once or twice.
It's taken on a thing of its own.
Yeah.
The stomach GIF.
It's got a mind of its own, I guess.
Yeah. Well, goes on adventures. Yeah, I saw those. Very good. Very funny, guys. Oh, my God. All right.
What did you two get up to last night?
Well,
something
know,
had to.
I thought. You remember last week I was in such a good mood that everything was going to go. I was going to have a great time. Everything was. I think I'm printing everything. Yeah, everything's being printed. Discord's being recorded. Are you recording on your end, Sean?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Of course.
When Merlogic calls in, we're going to have to manage the audio. Just in the nick of time.
Yeah. Yeah. I can feel it.
I don't even have to see what's going on. I think you guys were just handed beers.
I have a beer.
Is that right?
I have a beer.
Yeah, he's already.
I heard something about just in the nick of time.
This is, you know, my rule of the show is no drinking until the show starts. So I guess, technically, the show has started.
The show can start the night before, even the morning of. It's all show.
True.
It's all rehearsal. It's permanent rehearsal. If the show isn't rolling, then it's. You know, it's rehearsal. So basically, that gives you license to drink all the time.
Yeah, I write off everything in my life. So my life is the show.
Me too.
That means you don't have to apologize when you say that. Well, my life is a performance. You
it's
know, I
have a bit. Yeah, it's like
I have to
out.
Do this for the show. I have to generate good content. That's why I'm such a huge asshole. That's why I did this.
Meth
to make a story for the show.
Alaska's excuse too. I think.
Yeah. So if you're waiting for an apology, you're arguing against my job. You respect my work, don't you? My comedy work.
And enough
we respect
enough
sex
people
workers,
are out of work.
That's the new thing.
Stay on that mic. Stay on that mic.
Yeah, sorry.
We respect sex workers. We respect sex workers. God damn it. Haven't they suffered enough, Sean? The sex workers? I feel like I gave my brain a controlled burn last night, and perhaps for the whole week, you know,
really?
When they light, like, they burn up all the dead stuff.
Yeah, to keep it from going out of control if it does light up.
Yeah, like a controlled forest fire that then just became a forest fire. Like, well, you know, actually,
that
I didn't
happens.
Need any of that. But. Out with the old. Had to burn out all the impeachment stuff. Get this.
Uh-huh.
Let's reboot. Do over. We'd like to call some witnesses. Never mind. We're done with impeachment. We're going. Let's all go home.
Over and done.
Waste of time.
We're tired.
We're tired of this.
They actually suckered me into watching some of this one, though. I didn't watch any of the first one.
Me either.
But this one mattered even less, but somehow I found myself watching it more, which makes no sense. But then Trump's lawyer, that's still the worst thing I've ever seen. When his first lawyer came out. Did you see that? When his first lawyer came out and he goes, wow, that was a powerful presentation by the House managers. And we were going to do this and basically complimenting the case. And I don't know. It's crazy. Trump's lawyer the last couple days, though, I forgot his name. I think they're calling him MVDV or something.
MVDV?
Yeah, he's got
those
some
eyebrows.
Acronym. Yeah.
Got frightening
he's
eyes.
A little bit better, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him blow up at a reporter.
Yeah. Oh, that's getting played everywhere.
That's got to be the new norm, is just whenever anybody gets interviewed by a reporter, brutally, verbally assault them, even if it's nonsense, non sequitur.
Like, what? Just cut a promo
on
him,
stupid
like Mr.
bitch.
T.
What did you just say to me? Like, I said, you. So, What is your charity about?
Don't you fucking talk to me with that voice.
We know how you media scumbags are. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
We need the guy who called in last week. Just everybody should just start fucker right in the pussy.
Yeah, no matter what. That's the answer.
It's the stock answer. It's the new
faking.
No comment.
Oh, that he's not the originator of that? Because I was listening to the show.
Well, he's not the originator.
Oh, okay.
So it's a meme. It's like a viral thing they'd set up.
Yeah.
But then he said it was him on the news. But then another listener said that it was her friend's brother. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Who said fucker right in the pussy? So then I went back in Discord and said, hey, this chick is saying that it's not you, that you're stealing
Smith
valor.
The shit out.
We need to get Justin Wang on this, I feel.
Yeah. So then I said, well, where's your proof? And she goes, well, he was bragging about it all over Instagram. Mm-hmm. Is this the same guy, perhaps? No, it's not his voice. Were they in the car together and they're both telling people that they were the ones who did it?
Okay, well, the guy who, listening to it, it does sound like a different voice, but people, than the guy we interviewed last week, but people, when you yell, your voice raises, and it was way off mic and all that shit.
I sound like the Mad Hatter. The guy didn't seem like a liar last week. He didn't what? He didn't seem like a liar last...
No, he seemed, pretty matter-of-fact, and he's been doing this shit, and, I would think somebody could get to the bottom of it.
I've been fucking around in the pussy for years. Well, now... And then anytime anybody has any kind of story that's remarkable, that's a lie.
He said it with confidence, though. I listened to the show on the plane on the way here.
Yeah.
And it seemed legit, but...
All right. Yeah. Let's start the show.
Let's do it.
Maybe he should call in and explain himself.
What's he going to say? Fucker right. We're going to get a lineup of fucker right in the pussy. Hey, welcome to Diggy One, Diggy New, Diggy Love, Diggy Got It. It's the show. It's a contest going to be live from a mountain bunker deep in the heart of the city of failure. I'm your host, Dick Mashin, aka the $20 million man for America's worst Mexican, 96 weeks running. Joining me for this special occasion, a free man, a free walking man doing whatever he wants, free of the long dick of the law. Ethan Ralph from the Ralph Retort. Hello, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you having me here. The first thing I did when I was free is book a flight out here to L.A.
Oh.
Originally, I was thinking about Florida because, Florida is awesome, basically.
Florida's too free.
Yeah.
You needed some taste of incarceration, so you came back to L.A., the prison state.
Might have been the shortest freedom spell ever if I had went to Florida first off. Yeah. But yeah, man, first time in 5 years. I know some of these people watch the Kill stream. They would know that it's like a running thing that I'm always involved with the law or, getting fucked over, can't travel, etc. But finally, free and clear, 5 years. So, when all the shit happened, you get put on bail.
Yeah.
And that's basically probation.
Yeah.
And then, in my case, I went to fucking jail. So, you're in jail in that part. But then when I got out, that's 3 years. So this is like 5 years total almost of shit. And man.
You have a doctorate in crime.
I have
a master's in crime. Just the emotional weight. I'm imagining myself how many laws that you have to break. Like just living, being alive is breaking the law at this point. Fucking being alive. If Ricky Vaughn is getting indicted by the feds for posting memes, then we're all just breaking the law all day, every day. I can't imagine it with the sword of going back to prison over my head.
It's kind of hard to explain. And again, no need to go get the experience to feel it. But, unless you have that hanging over your head and it's just, like you said, a little thing happens. I know in Virginia, for instance, it's very easy to get a reckless driving ticket in Virginia. If you're 1 mile and over 1 mile and over 20 on speed limit, that's automatic reckless driving.
Really?
If you're over 80 at all, it's automatic driving. Yeah, even if the speed limit is 70.
So you have to
plow through one farmer's market.
I don't know, man. It really does get to be nerve-wracking when, you're dealing with that. In my case, a lot of people trying to fuck me up, too.
Oh, well.
calling up. They were literally calling my probation officer, sending him detailed autistic reports.
Sending him an edible arrangement. Hey, I like your work. Maybe you could check out this guy, Ethan Ralph.
Man,
get him back in jail.
Yeah,
and then every time I tell, everybody's so disappointed by why you originally went to jail. It's a prisoner jail that you went to.
It was county jail.
Guys, hang on. There's a cop here at the door looking for Ethan.
I was going to get stripper cops to come in and arrest him during the show.
He's got to get through the second airlock. Hang on. They're bringing up the ram.
Yeah, yeah. Sean is joining us remotely in a COVID-safe bunker. In the city. Well, what is the first thing you did as a free man? Do you even want to say?
I smoked a fat blunt, actually, is what I did.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, I didn't say this publicly, but I was able to smoke even while I was on probation because towards the end, at least, because they decriminalized marijuana in Virginia. And actually, you know, these autists, like I said, they would call and fuck with me and try to get me fucked up. They never paid attention to it until the fall. And they actually, I told you this already when it happened. They pulled me in for a drug test. And I was just like, well, fuck, you know. I've been smoking like Bob Marley or whatever. Like, this is not going
to
go.
I'd like to take one of those just for fun.
Oh,
here's my hair. See what you can't find in there.
But anyway, so he gave me the test, and he's like, well, you passed it. And I was like, wait, what? What do you mean?
Flying colors.
And he said, wait, are you surprised? And I said, well, yeah, because I was smoking a lot. And then he... And then he cut me off mid-sentence. He says, I don't want to hear anymore.
That would be a cheaper drug test. You get people in, have them take the test, and then give them the results. Like, well, your results say you passed. And just look on their face. Like, yeah, well, you clearly did drugs.
Oh, man. He cut me off. He said, I don't want to hear anything about it. He said, since the decriminalization, I stopped testing for marijuana. And so, you know, don't say anything else or whatever. But we're not testing for that now, basically. So...
Free at last. I wanted to hear you do the Martin Luther King.
Free at last. Free at last. Good God Almighty, I am free at last.
Oh, God. Speaking of prison state.
Well, that's a good MLK.
That is a good MLK.
From the South.
From the South. Yeah. It probably comes naturally to you. Sean, do you know, here's what makes me racist. Do you know how embarrassing it is to have to take off rave clothes in your own house? Like, do you not understand how shameful it feels to take off your lit up suspenders and your tight booty shorts? Do you know how fucking LA canceled our Valentine's Day rave? Are these the same fucking people that are calling your people who narc? It's Generation Narc is what we're raising
when did
right
that
now.
Become something to be proud of.
Yeah. Or
to brag about even.
They canceled our fucking Valentine's Day rave. Valentine's Day rave. You understand? We've got a pent up pot of sexuality, of sensuality, bubbling and boiling in this city like a gigantic caldera under the surface, with all of these ladies looking for a tectonic plate sized dick to soak their sorries in for the year, and they canceled the fucking rave. They canceled our Valentine's Day rave on us within email like a half hour before it canceled on us because people would not stop calling events to bitch about it. Bunch of definitely on. I mean, half of these people, first of all, half of these people going or more probably have already fucking had COVID. So we're, for all intents and purposes, invincible, right? But then they call one after another, threatening. They canceled our fucking rave.
God.
Sad.
These were people who just heard about it and said, this shouldn't happen.
Yes. No specifics, no nothing. No, you know, you explained to me how it was done the other week or whatever. And that went off without a hitch, right? But then people got wind of this. All they need
well,
it's
no,
a head,
the cops
headline
showed
readers.
Up. So we did a New Year's one. The cops showed up nicely at 10 to shut it down. Right?
Mm. No, politely.
Yeah, no, hey, it's 10 o'clock. Yeah. 10 o'clock. Down, this rave's got to... It's 10 p.m. Just make sure this is canceled. Shut down, right?
Like in L.A., the cops is like, we got to cut it out.
Cops stop working at about 10:30 in L.A. They shut down the department. Let's get it in before we all wrap it up for the day. Let's go shut down this rave. So they sit there. Everybody sits in the parking lot. The cops leave. Like, all right, party's back on. And they did the courtesy of not showing up again, right? And so the papers the next day put out, cops shut down. Like, yeah, I was at that thing. They shut it down at 10 o'clock. Like, it was... The system was working perfectly because all the morons at home read the article that said, shut down a dangerous COVID. Yeah, they shut it down at 10. And then everybody got to live their lives. Everybody got to get live their lives and get their fuck on. People who have been sitting at home playing Animal Crossing or watching Star Trek The Next Generation for a year straight got to touch other people. Oh my God. My nephews are back in school for a week, right? And everybody says, my mom and my sister's like, oh, they're amazing. They're like different kids. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're like kids.
I couldn't even imagine being a kid in this, honestly.
Oh.
I was free to do almost anything I wanted, hang out with my friends, go play. Man, field trip. Just imagine how much shit this is fucked up for kids. Honestly,
imagine trauma that's going to turn into like severe depression as adults, and the difference between the kids who obsessively follow the rules or have these rules drilled into them as children versus the ones at home. The parents are like, it's all fucked. It made me. I understood the Holocaust in a different way when my rave got shut down.
Be careful. I don't have too
I'm
many
leaving that alone.
Platforms left, dick.
Worked out for Gina, right?
Yeah.
Could you believe that? What is her name? Gina Carano? Carano?
That wasn't even that bad, dick. Come on. I mean, it was over the top, I guess, but
just don't talk about the Holocaust.
Yeah, that's
very just like
it's pretty simple.
You don't need to make the point. Whatever you think you're gonna point, you're gonna make about the
genius
fucking
point
Holocaust.
You're about to come out with,
you know, in the Holocaust. Just stop. Stop. Just leave that part out.
Yeah. No N word. No Holocaust.
Yeah. Use Harry Potter.
Yeah.
You know, just when Voldemort came to be, it was the other wizards and wizardettes who were attacking their neighbors.
Apparently they've been trying to get rid of her already, though. She had been saying a lot of, her going off, but they had been looking for a reason to get rid of her, according to the trades and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
You know what annoys, you know what makes me rage about that is like the, now she's in the resistance, right?
Oh, now she's going to make a movie with Ben Shapiro. I'm sure that's going to be a barn burner.
The planet Israel. She's going to run. She's going to make sure money gets there.
They're going to make a pile of money off that, though.
You think so?
Probably.
I don't know.
Just make it cheap.
Who's
going
to go see
these
it,
idiots.
Really?
Well, I mean, not real Hollywood money, but you know what I mean? Limited release.
She's right away, too.
You see some of these shitty Christian movies, they're terrible. But it has nothing to do with them being Christian. Just the whole plot of them and the way they talk.
It does have to do with them being Christian because you cannot make a good, you can't make a good Christian moral movie because it's not real.
Well,
it's not realistic.
Not one that's scrubbed, you know what I mean? I think that's the main problem a lot of these Christian movies have is they want it to be so anodyne and so, you know, I don't know.
It has
saccharine,
to have a moral.
You know what I mean? All the way through. And you need that gritty. You need, you know, people going through fucked up situations. But,
you know,
and then maybe finding something.
You know, it's interesting that you're saying that.
Christian hip hop, though. That's the shit.
Is there any Christian hip hop?
Yeah.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's awesome. There's a moment in Greek mythology where it starts turning Christian, gets co-opted. And they start telling like Christian stories, and you can tell like it goes from really interesting and cool, or, because the gods are just like these horrible, wild, rampaging kids, like just
killing kids and fucking their sisters.
Fucking each other, fucking their sisters, jumping out of skulls. Like, yeah, I would like, yeah, that's awesome. I would do that. And then like the Christian part comes in and it gets real like moral preachy. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't care about
new writers. I think I'll skip this season.
Let me just go back to the farm. This sucks. I got this at home. I have nagging at home. I don't need to come and believe in. What was I talking about? The Holocaust.
Oh.
You just can't talk about it at all. You can't fucking talk. What are you doing? Stop talking about it. Just stop.
I've had this discussion many times on the Kill Stream, actually.
Yeah.
And some people are more hard-headed than others, I must say. Why? I don't know.
Let me read her tweet, just in case people aren't up to date on the latest hollow happenings. Let me criticize this tweet or this post for you, and I'll explain exactly why you got canceled here and what you could have done to not get canceled. As someone whose only priority is surviving, you know, not winning, because you have to remember we're the bad guys. The people,
just staying around is a win. Honestly,
we're the vampires.
Yeah.
They want us dead. For good reason, because if we were just not around, everything would function in a homogenous society. But they don't want people who are looking to remix the Kool-Aid. Here's how Gina's statement starts. Jews. Well, okay.
You can't lead with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, right off top.
Wait, darling, I don't care how capital you make it, how capitalized you make it. Just don't use that word.
What is it? Seth Rogen was DMing people asking, are you Jewish? That's my first question there. Are you Jewish?
Are you Jewish?
Probably not going to get away with this one.
Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. Is that a smiley face? Is that a grimacy face?
No, that's a like half little sad face. Disheartening.
Because history is edited right there. That's the problem. You don't want to be throwing around anything other than history is any kind of other way than exactly what it is. Right there, we've got a big problem, Miss Gina. Because history is edited. No. Most people today don't realize that that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, again, we're missing a few digits in that one, Gina. It's not.
Thousands? Oh, I didn't even catch that the first time I saw it.
I mean, you really have to read.
This thing's multi-layered, yeah. Actually. I swear to God,
the fuck up is so big. Yes. Were you
She's
drunk?
Not even that type of person, I don't think. Like
no, I didn't think so either.
Whatever, revisionist or whatever you want to call it. I don't think that's what she's known for, you know what I mean? I think she's just a dumb bitch.
I don't even like The Mandalorian.
Oh, I did like The Mandalorian. I haven't seen the second season, but it's kind of formulaic, but I still like it.
The government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views? How indeed? And then there's a picture, I think, of some sort of a Holocaust. I mean, that's in bad taste.
Slightly.
Since she immediately jumped on with Ben Shapiro, legendary filmmaker.
Jewish.
Oh, yeah. Well.
See.
But it made me think, like, before the Holocaust, there was somebody ready to live their life. There were so many people ready to live their life and party and go dancing and let loose a avalanche of sexuality onto Germany in the 1930s. And then you got a Holocaust. They don't tell that story of that guy who got his rave cancer, you know, Kristallnacht. He's there going, oh man, tonight's going to be awesome. We're going to go out, party, have some absinthe, have a couple drinks, and all of a sudden there's fucking rampaging mobs of Nazis everywhere. He's like, what the fuck is this? And bitches are coming up and going, hey, you know what I'm about? I'm about having as many kids for the fatherland as I can. He's like, what the fuck is this shit? I thought we were in like a new German renaissance of thinkers and scientists.
You don't think about the partiers from the Weimar era enough, I think.
Yeah.
Where's their story? What about the people who lost out?
Oh. Yeah. Schindler, I'm on the list. I'm on the... Let me in here. Come on. We got a war going on. Oh, fucking... For how long? A year? Okay. I'm going to be 50. I can't pull this shit off in 50. It's depressing. Let's see. My sister got it. My sister faked her way into getting a COVID vaccine.
Oh, yeah. I want to do this.
Are you going to do it?
Well, I want to know how to fake it.
She pretended that she was my mom's caretaker. Like, she got my mom to pretend to be an old lady like Mr. Burns. And then she printed out all this, like, fake document. Because they're not giving her the vaccine. I don't understand. How everyone is not already vaccinated.
Why is it so hard to get the fucking vaccine? I haven't tried, but I keep hearing stories from people who are actually trying to get it, and it's almost impossible in certain cases.
I don't know. Like, I'm on the waiting list. Why? Well, they're only giving it to people above 100. Like, what are you talking about? Everybody in America can get a pizza in 20 minutes. Why?
Pretty much everything they can fuck up about COVID, they're going to fuck it up. All the way through, it's been stupid. I mean, the lockdown saved nothing and tanked the economy. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
It tanked my rave. it doesn't make any sense to me. Every day, I hear you got it. We've bought one more for everybody.
Well, they've been on a 2-month-long straight push. Gotta get the vaccine. Gotta take the vaccine. Oh, I want to take it. Well, sorry.
Oh, God, we don't know. I don't know how to do it. Well, can't you just pay some, like, just have, like, pay everybody, you know, you go door to, give it to the cops? Like, make them do something. Instead of pretending to shut down raves, they're in every fucking city.
You bought them already. There's a million ways. You guys find a way to give me a property tax bill every fucking year.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, my mom's got kidney disease, and she still hasn't even gotten the vaccine. And she should have been in the first wave, really, by their own, you know, their own standards or whatever. But I guess it's good she hasn't gotten it. I know some people's gotten pretty sick.
Me too.
Delicious Tacos, actually. He's a guest on the Kill Stream sometimes. I saw him on Twitter today.
He was sick.
Yeah.
He was sick from it.
He said maybe that wasn't a good choice. He said it was the by AMC medical decisions. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they'll probably get around to forcing most people to take it somehow, but I'm not going to be.
Then I found out my cousins are not going to take it either. This is like our parents, they're on BoomerNet exchanging Minion memes, talking. They're just like, well, your son's not going to take it. My fucking son's not going to take it. And they're like, well, why? Why aren't you guys? Why aren't you wearing the ribbon? Like, well, because, you know, I mean, you guys don't really ask nicely about anything. Not once have I been asked, can you please take this vaccine? It's
come
like,
on, could you just take the vaccine?
Could you just take it, come please? On. It's just, well, you're not going to be able to travel if you don't
take it. So we can get
back
to raves. Can you just take this fucking
vaccine? I feel like I'm in fucking high school again, sneaking around to drink and do drugs in unsanctioned areas. We had a Super Bowl party. I'm like, well, are the fucking neighbors going to call because there's more than one car parked in our yard? Anyway, so she pretended to be my mom's caretaker.
Good. That's a good one.
Give that a shot, I guess. If you're
the vaccine thing has just been a disaster from the start. The way they rolled it out, the heavy-handedness of seeing, oh, Joe Biden's getting the vaccine, da, 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 it just looks so kind of staged and fake. Yeah. And I mean, I know they actually did it, but I'm just saying the way they pushed it just pretty much reinforced a lot of people's already negative attitudes. And I think some folks don't understand, you know, they want it to all be big, bad, mean, right-wing people or whatever that don't take this vaccine. A lot of regular people don't want to take this fucking vaccine. A ton of
nobody
regular people.
Nobody wakes up and says, you know what, I'd love a vaccine today.
No, I know, but I'm saying regular folks, this is not Alex Jones type shit. You know what I mean? Regular people are like, I don't know about this vaccine. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I wonder. I wonder what knows someone who had it.
I wonder how the how it's, you know, how it polls out. You know, just the cross section of America, like how people feel about it. I know a lot of people who have had it, like the older people here have had it, and I haven't, you know, everybody's been, it's been completely uneventful, but, you know, it's not like I know 100 people.
Well, how many people do you know that are like excited to go to the dentist regularly?
Well, yeah, nobody's like overjoyed.
No, it's just like, it's like a personal maintenance thing. Like, oh yeah, vaccine. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah, it sounds like a good idea, but you know, I got like shit to do. I got to go watch Gina Carino's new movie.
Right. That's going to be so terrible.
Plays an SS soldier. They're going to remake that Sheena, I mean, Nazi Wolf or whatever. What's the name of that movie?
Wait, who was the bitch of Buchenwald, they called her?
The bitch of Buchenwald? Is that who she's going to play?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, there's a Nazi, a woman Nazi who was just fucking vicious. They called her the bitch of Buchenwald, and I can't remember her fucking name, but she was a fucking bruiser like Gina.
Like Nurse Ratched? Is that what they're going to... She's going to be a full-on Nazi? She's going to keep pushing it.
Oh, my God.
She's going to be at the swap meet with a big Nazi flag behind it. This is historical.
Right.
Don't you see the historical comparison genius? Oh, man.
It's just... The idea of getting... denial that I see from people are like, oh, she got canceled. That sucks. And then immediately run to Ben, like the most cringe person on earth for politics, Ben fucking Shapiro. And this is, you're mounting your resistance here. Like, this is
their
a bridge too far.
Was, Gina Carano is uncanceled.
Like, come on. Are her and Kevin Sorbo going to have a fucking Christmas movie next?
You know what the problem is, though? They keep making these comparisons about the Holocaust, et cetera, and these dumbass, you know, statements. And really, I don't care. You know, I don't think she should be canceled for that, to be clear. But, you know, if I was her agent or her publicist, I would just be aghast. You know, what happened
here?
What
were you doing here?
What were you thinking? The real problem is most motherfuckers don't know that many historical events to, you know, draw from. They know World War II, and that's it. Most of them don't even really know what
education
the fuck happened there.
Education primed us to use a very limited palette. Like, everybody is...
That's true.
Everybody has to read the same stories in high school so that we can speak to one another in metaphors. Like, yeah. Romeo and Juliet, why are we reading that? Well, because that's the only way we have to communicate with each other.
That's so true. Nazis evil, so evil. You know, it's just like ingrained. And, you know, I'm not saying they were good, by the way. Don't cancel me. But
what would that even look like? You getting canceled. You're already on a Chinese, where are you, Trovo?
I'm on Trovo, yeah. Trovo.live. I was saying this the other day. Nobody, and like, no disrespect to Trovo, but you're not there by choice, right? Like, you're down to Trovo.live.
You're down to Trovo.
It's been some hard knocks, obviously, but they've been pretty good to us, actually. Trovo.live/TheRalphRetort.
And Nick Fuentes, you and Nick got kicked from DLive at the same time.
We did,
right?
And they reinstated my account on DLive. They suspended me for 30 days. They reinstated it.
Because of your inciting rhetoric?
No, you know what? So DC ended up, I covered a lot of those rallies live.
It was great.
Headed up to DC. And then I had a legal issue and I was on bail. So I couldn't leave the state of Virginia. Uh-huh. It's even worse when you're on bail because you have to have a special bail hearing. Like, it's not even like probation. You can just call up or, hey, can I go? Yeah. It's almost never a problem.
All this because you have a special hearing.
Just
because you were woken up while you were drunk.
Yeah,
I mean, this is like de-escalation 101. Hey, police men and women, if a guy is asleep, just leave him alone. Put handcuffs on him. He'll be in for a surprise when he wakes
up. You know what a Richmond cop told me to my face? He looked down and made sure his thing wasn't on, actually, before he said it. He's just like, in Richmond, this never would happen. He said, you would have got your ass whipped. I said, I've been saying that for years. I said, I'm so fucking glad that a police officer in Richmond actually told me that to my face. Because I'm from Memphis. I actually had this happen in Spartanburg. Got a little too tipsy, here or there. The cops beat the shit out of me, is what they did. And I deserve to get the shit beaten out of me. You know, that's how you handle shit like that. You slap a drunk around, throw him in the drunk tank, it gets out the next day. You know, walks it off, and that's it. Not, you know, taking a taxpayer off the rolls for 8 months. I did 8 months.
Far outside of the scope of, like, policing. What's that, Sean?
You show me a guy who's passed out drunk, and I'll show you a guy who's not causing any trouble.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to get woken up.
But the D-Live thing, okay, I remember now what originally got me on that tangent. The D-Live thing wasn't actually, because I ended up not being able to go to the January 6th. January 6th, you know.
Stop the steal.
Thankfully.
Insurrection.
Yeah, thankfully.
The insurrection that was plotted in advance and also incited at that moment, right? That's the,
Yeah, you know what's funny? First off, Baked Alaska actually messaged me the day before, and he said the FBI contacted me, and I was like, it's kind of crazy, whatever. Oh, okay. And I think somebody else came out and said this after, maybe Malo or somebody else. I was like, oh man, that's wild. Da, da, da. And then, so I couldn't go on the 6th, but I still covered it live, and I was
Baked Alaska said the FBI contacted.
Yeah, this is the day before.
For what? Did he elaborate?
He didn't really elaborate, just talking about the event the next day, basically.
Maybe they wanted him to sing at the...
I don't know, but he told me that. And so I was already thinking this thing might be a little wild just because of how people were talking in comparison to the others.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't able to go, but I did send Pansy Party in there. Her phone and signal ended up not working, so we didn't have any live on-the-ground stuff. So what I did was kind of like a studio show coverage of it all. And I still remember my co-host goes, Baked Alaska, turn on Baked Alaska channel. He's in Nancy Pelosi's office. And
it's one of the funniest pictures I've ever seen.
It's all-time classic when he's got the phone. I mean, that's iconic. It really is. You cannot change
that. It's Homer Simpson, it's just 50 cigarettes in the mouth. I go, wow.
That should be, if he had, I don't even know if that might fuck up his trial or something, but he should be selling
those on
his shirt.
That's like the Che Guevara iconic shirt.
Yeah, that should be sold, man. He should make a lot of money off those. But
can anybody even sell it? Like, can anybody profit from fucking anything
except the...
It was
that they got the footage from, so he owns the copyright to that. Of course, it might be a terrorist
a crime.
Act.
Yeah,
later,
you can't profit from a fucking
from
crime.
Yeah, maybe.
Can't fundraise
yeah,
your
like,
defense either. And then if any lawyers decide to defend you... Yeah, the Twitter mob will relentlessly threaten them so that you're stuck with only the shitty ones. Yeah, that was that crack me up about Trump's, every part of Trump's lawsuit, crack me up because it's like, yeah, anytime anyone wants to defend the guy, a mob of people threaten to kill their families. But then when the guys who are left sticking around do a bad job, then they get made fun of. Like, yeah, you guys fucking killed all the good ones. What do you think? What do you think he's got left? Just Rudy Giuliani. That's it.
Drunk Uncle Rudy's out there. Hair grease melting down his face.
Melting down. Oh, no. God, just get out of. Go back to selling gold, Rudy. What are you
Apparently,
doing?
Rudy really drinks a lot.
I hope so. Wouldn't you?
I was reading an account and he had like 3 triple shots or something before the interview. And this was at like, I think I want to say it was 11:30 p.m. And they're like, we don't even know how much he had to drink before that. Oh, man, I was reading through the story. I was like, man, Rudy fucking gets down. He's like 70-something years old. How is he even alive? But, man,
liquor keeps him alive.
The D-Live, real quick, the D-Live thing wasn't for my coverage of the 6th, wasn't for any of that. I ended up doing a debate with a black Israelite named Captain Tazaryak versus Ramsey Paul. And Captain Tazaryak got a little spicy and said a few things. Now, he is black. I think it should be allowed, but he said
it's the least we can do.
Exactly. It's not our word. I mean, you know, it should be up to
the least we can do. The least we can do is give black people some freedoms that we don't have.
I would say it's racist to, even try to stop him from saying that word if he wants to, right? Who are they is, well, I guess they're Chinese.
It's like the Holocaust, you know?
But yeah, that's what happened. So they kicked me off for a month and now it's back. But I'm on Trovo. It's still demonetized. I don't know what D-Lob's doing, really. They're kind of half in, half out. I don't know what's going on, but they've let some people back and my stuff's back. I'm not sure what I'll do.
I mean, there's no, what I learned from New Project 2 is that there is no chance of an alternative platform that's centralized in any way. The only thing to do is to federate and decentralize as quickly as possible. I think we're in a remarkable time with crypto going the way it's going. My dad now texts me every morning. Do you see Bitcoin? He used to be Tulip. It's tulips. It's just tulips. It's dumb what you're doing. I'm like, okay, have fun being poor, asshole. But every day now he's on it. We're in this incredible arms race between bad guys like Iran and China, who are dumping money into crypto versus the American hegemony, like the Fed and the banks, who are similarly stuck between, well, are we going to make it illegal or are we dumping money in? Because that's how you win a financial war, by dumping
half
money.
Half pregnant, basically.
Yeah, and then you've got the American stock market, which is so juiced by the Fed over the last year, dumping their cash. Like, you've got this amazing 3-heat
Tesla?
System. Tesla, I forget the bank that said they were going to start putting in Bitcoin.
I saw that
Bitcoin,
too.
But you've got this incredible race that has become not necessarily religious, but a race of survival for who's going to control the future of the global currency. I think they're going to propel it to like 200,000 a coin. Maybe not this year, but the next year. A key component of that will be the necessary decentralization of everything financed.
I have a Bitcoin story.
Go ahead, let's hear it.
So, I don't know if everybody knows this story. Some listening probably do. There's this French guy, or there was. Rest in peace, by the way. Generous guy. I'll get to the part in a moment. But he gave away, I want to say, $500,000 worth of Bitcoin. And it was $250,000 to Fuentes.
I saw that.
He gave me half a Bitcoin.
Oh.
And he gave some other various people and organizations.
Yeah.
Bitcoin. Well, the press, the Daily Mail, wrote an article and said, you know, Bitcoin mystery backer for the Capitol insurrection. And da, 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 da. I'm actually mentioning that article. I wasn't even at the Capitol. And the original article where they tried to like make this a thing, some left wing crypto people. Yeah. And they mentioned me in there too. They're like, alt-right.
I love that they're trying to tie Bitcoin to the alt-right because it means people will ideologically not buy it.
Right.
And then they'll just be, yeah, have fun with your fucking Disney dollars.
You know what? I think they put me in there though, even though I only got half a Bitcoin compared to some of the others got, and Fuentes himself got a ton. That's not throwing them under the bus, by the way, but I'm saying I got the lowest tier of support or whatever. And they acted like, you know, I don't know, it was terrorist financing. And they, like I said, they threw my name in. I think the reason why though is because I had that felony conviction, so they threw my name in and they were able to link to bam
felon.
Assaulted police officers. He assaulted police officers. This guy's wild, man.
But I thought cops were bastards and we're defunding them because they're so racist.
Yeah.
Did you not assault a
really? I'm ahead of the curve. Like, what the fuck? I'm a pioneer in this shit.
I saw that guy. That guy said, "Wake up, you white N-word." When I said, "Oh, get out."
Racist pig, get out of here.
I'm not going to take that in Virginia, wherever I am right now.
Oh,
not in my America.
This is for segregation.
Could you imagine if we were like that?
Wait, like what?
You know, like retarded.
Oh, I don't have to.
Let's see here. Gorilla glue in the hair.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I actually feel bad for that woman. Because people don't know that
she's doing it on purpose, though, Dick. She's 40 years old. Dick, she's 40 years old.
Ralph,
I would like you to
so
look, consult. I would like to.
Yeah, I'm 40 years old too, by the way.
I would like you to look at this this exhibit A, this picture I'm pointing to, which is the jug challenge that Corinne did in this studio where I
was here when she did that.
Yeah, where I tilt the jar over and say, draw the water, and no woman could draw it in correctly. But I actually think that she's got a defense because they've got that gorilla snot. Like, people don't understand black hair products, or that black people have a sense of humor about shit. So you look at it, and
usually funnier, actually.
Yeah.
On Twitter, especially, they're hilarious.
Yeah.
Black Twitter? Fucking epic.
But then I saw the... So she gets whatever...
Farrakhan's hilarious.
Minister Farrakhan.
Gina and Farrakhan are going to do a black...
Abbott Costello.
Buddy the original odd couple.
Oh, my God. I'd watch it.
I would watch that.
I'd watch that over a fucking Ben Shapiro-produced film, I have to say.
That's what kills me about your YouTube deplatforming. Like, that was... They're just afraid of it. It's like they're just afraid of this. They're afraid of what is traditionally masculine sensibilities and the comedy and the message of what is traditionally masculine having any kind of foothold and growing from there, which it would have. I mean, your show, you were already the biggest on YouTube, and it had still had tons of room.
They cut me down and like on the way up, basically. We still hadn't even hit the crescendo. The thing about it is, and I've said this before, but all these people you know that are famous, all these talk show hosts and all the program, they all got famous off, you know, controversial shit, putting racists on the air, putting KKK on the air, putting all fist fights in the studio and all this shit. And it was all cool for them. It was all great. And now you're a terrorist. Now you're a racist. If you do the same thing, if you have wild guests, if you have controversial shows, all these people got rich and fat and famous off that shit.
Yeah,
and now
totally true.
Yeah, it's completely true. Starring all these people. And now, you know, when other people are trying to do it through their own, you know, coming up on their own, it's not controlled. It's, you know, self-made people, basically. They don't like that. They don't like
that
at all because they have no control over it. And they're desperately trying to turn back the clock over the last, you know, 5 to 10 years of what's happened, you know, Web 2.0, whatever the fuck they call it. But the intellectuals, I mean, they write about this openly. The gatekeeper, sensibilities, they want that back badly. And there's been a concerted effort, all this, you know, toss and polite conversations and all that. That's, you know, the real push is to shut self-made people down and messages they can't control down.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah. It feels like we're living in an apocryphal time where I see this version of this sanitized version of our culture. You see it online that they can advertise around. I think this has nothing to do with the country's falling apart. There's people are destitute. Suicides just going up, out, skyrocketing. What you're showing us is this weird Norman Rockwell version of ourselves, and it's just such total bullshit.
It's like some Uncanny Valley shit.
Yeah, you know it mean? Is. Like, just, I can't even watch it, and then I interact with people who do consume it and speak with them, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And the commercials. So the Super Bowl last week, almost every single commercial sucked, let's be real. And it's been that way for the last 5 or 6 years. Now, there were a couple exceptions.
Yes.
One of the exceptions was, you know I'm right, Sean.
Yeah.
One of the exceptions was...
Yeah, the commercials are terrible. They have been
so
for
bad.
Like the last 5 or 6 years.
It's
you're
because
right.
they took out all the edgy and, you know, funny shit. You know, when I grew up, you didn't know what you might see in a Super Bowl commercial. You know what I mean?
Titties so when
might
rip their tits out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Did you see fucking Justin Timberlake apologize to Britney?
Oh, my God. Cry Me a River was like one of the most epic ownings for men in history. You know what I mean? That was... Bam, women take that L. And he gave that up? Are you kidding me? That's like the greatest.
I'm sorry for talking about fucking you 20 Dude. Years ago. Like, well, you're just talking about it again. What do you mean you're sorry? Hey, I'm all that time I bragged about fucking you openly and in public and you didn't get a say in it. Well, I'd like to apologize. Everybody gather around. I'd like to remind you of that. It's and then I'd like credit for apologizing for it. Also, Janet Jackson, which is kind of not really related. It's just,
let me add her in. While I'm publicly debasing myself, I might as well throw Janet in, too.
Are you sure Britney's the only woman you have to apologize? If I had to apologize, I mean, it's pretty much every fucking woman I've ever met or interacted with at all. I got a long fucking list like Santa Claus. If I'm starting to apologize to femnoids, it's going longer than one or two.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah, the commercial. Oh, so this is the one commercial. Some fucking insurance company I never heard of. I don't know if you can find it. It's pretty funny. It's like a workplace harassment spoof. And I don't know how to explain it without, let's see, Super Bowl. Yeah, workplace harassment commercial.
That, yeah. Was it really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch a single moment
That's
of the game.
That's it. Cure Car. That's it.
Cure Car Insurance ad fail of the decade.
Yeah. By the way, that's just some random blue check on Twitter that had, I don't know, 5 or 6 likes on that tweet, and they quote it like, oh my God, that failed the decade.
Davis Tommy just
here we go.
Whipped out his opinion.
Tommy?
I didn't just whip it out. She was into it. Plus, I have a pretty big opinion.
Oh, please, it's not that big.
She only gave me a second.
Tommy? Not everyone in this office wants your opinion.
Okay, well, how about you? Last week at happy hour when you begged me for my opinion.
I had a pitcher of margaritas. I would have taken Doug's opinion.
You would?
No.
We can't protect your opinion, but we can now, protect your car.
It's not even that funny. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But you would think that they set women back 300 years with that commercial. There were so many people.
Oh, they didn't like that commercial?
No, they hated that. They said that was demeaning workplace harassment.
Fucking of
and
course.
And making a travesty of Me Too, and how dare you run this commercial. Actually, that's taken a real life fucking thing that's been in the news the last 2 or 3 years and turning it into a funny commercial. Really, that's what commercial's all about.
They're horrified that men and women are equally promiscuous whores. I mean, that we live in the trash. We're trash people. We need a steady stream of drugs reality enhancers, because it's horrible. Because we're all just trying to get through life,
being
fucking
alive sucks
and plugging
a lot of the
whatever.
Time, yeah.
Being alive is so fucking boring. You know, corporations apologize for even 5 minutes of waiting, and God has given us 80 fucking years of waiting. This is the eternal torment that is life. This is the Sisyphean trauma and hell that is life. We're just trying to get through it. This happens every fucking day. What's going on there? And they didn't like that. They're trying to convince us that there's nothing human about that. Anyway,
Super Bowl commercials suck. I don't know. It is kind of depressing for me. I mean, I know this sounds like the most consumerist thing ever, maybe, but I used to love Super Bowl commercials. I actually looked forward to that shit, and now I don't give a fuck. Like, it's just terrible.
I mean, there used to be fun things.
Yeah,
like there used to be shared communal experiences. Yeah. We used to be able to go to raves. We used to be able to talk about the Holocaust. All we wanted.
Back in the good old
Back
days.
In the good old days. Oh, honey, you wouldn't believe the Holocaust of a day I had today.
Every historical comparison about the Nazis that we could muster.
You could just say whatever you wanted. It was great.
That's pretty good.
It was fucking great.
You could put them all in a 30-second spot.
Think about the 90s compared to now. Like, I don't know. Like, just what they could say, what the comedians were saying compared to now. I don't know. It's pathetic.
Comedians didn't get applauses in the 90s. That was
That's,
no one
that?
Had invented
when you get
that
applause
yet.
That means you suck.
Yeah.
That means the bit didn't hit. You know what I mean? Like, move on to the next joke. You see a good comedian is out there like, okay, yeah, they're clapping for me. Fuck off. Let me get to the next joke.
All right.
Clap it up. Yeah.
Let's see here. Gorilla snot. Yeah, gorilla. They took acetone to her hair.
Yeah.
That's what happened there. Mm-hmm. The plastic surgeon put her asleep to just soak her head in acetone. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that seems a little overkill, maybe.
Anesthesiologists charge a lot.
It's pretty
good
stuff
there.
To get shit out, though. So,
let's see here. I got tie your mask in knots. That's what they're recommending now, CDC. The mask thing has become a whole form of etiquette on its own.
Well, now they got the double mask. Yeah, double mask.
This is in lab tests.
16 masks is the new mask.
Exposure Yeah, exposure to potentially infectious aerosols decreased by about 95% when they both wore tightly fitted masks. But in order to tightly fit your mask, you have to tie it in a knot. Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is. Yeah, here it is. And well-fitting masks provided the greatest performance at both blocking emitted aerosols, blah, blah, blah. Having both the source.
I saw somebody like that on the plane. I guess it's already getting out there. I was like, what do? They're not.
So you have to jerry-rig your mask when you get it. Then you have to start modifying it.
How long until they make you start wearing two masks everywhere is what I'm wondering. Because now, you know, I wear the mask when I have to, whatever, just so I can get around, do my shit. But I don't know. The two masks seems a little, you know what, motherfucker? I'm not sure I'm wearing two masks, to be honest with you. Maybe I'm just not going to go to your fucking establishment. Maybe I'm not going to ride a fucking Uber. You know, this is getting a little...
insane?
Yeah.
It's getting a little insane?
What am I, Justin Timberlake?
Choosing a mask with a nose wire, which prevent... okay. Using a mask fitter or brace over the disposable cloth. I can't find the tying part. Make sure it fits. If the mask has a good fit, you will feel warm air. Where's the fucking knot? Let me see. Oh, I can't find it. Tying knots, yeah. Against the... fuck it. I don't care.
These Why don't we just put plastic bags over?
I think we should. I had another coronavirus just, thing.
Yeah, use a bunch of those dry cleaner bags that they always say, you know, don't let a child play with.
Well, wait, so, I mean, we're all just inhaling plastic all day, right? Like, if you're an essential worker, you're just inhaling microplastics all day. What is that not... is everybody getting mesothelioma in 20 years?
That's going to be a hell of a class action.
I don't know. I mean, hopefully there's no asbestos in there, but...
Well, I mean, what would you voluntarily do that? Like, oh, I was printed right out of the box from China. Let me just take a big...
A lot of these masks are cheap shit made from China.
Oh, yeah, no, they're bad. They're garbage.
They're really bad.
What was I looking at?
They have, like, indecipherable Chinese characters all over. I'm like, I don't know. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, they have a smell.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you can smell it, then it's
the lead-based paint on toys for adults.
I'm surely getting cancer from this.
I'm trying to find this graph. It was all of the mask mandates in California, like when they did them. Although, Sean, you can't see it.
That's okay. I'm going to go get a Coke. You guys play amongst yourselves for 2 minutes.
Okay, go for it. Double mask study. More masks. Oh, yeah, here we go. The viral spread of corona. So you can, this is from the New York Times, this data. Sean was afraid of this. That's why
he was afraid to see the truth.
Yeah. So this is in Southern California. We've got LA. I don't know, it's not a big like metroplex down here. There's different cities and they're like an hour away. There's a natural separation between them. LA, San Diego, Orange County. We've got mask mandates that are separated by, let's see, April to June. What is that, 2 months? I have to start over at the beginning to January, February, March, yeah. April, May. Okay, that's two months of difference. Closed totally July, and then we've got closed indoor dining. It's about a month in separation, and all of the daily cases are exactly the same. So
none of these measures have done
a goddamn thing.
Really. And I don't know. It was always going to be like this, though. Old people, infirm people were going to be the ones dying. That's pretty much the case.
Can you believe that almost a year ago today is when Medica and I had that conversation on your show?
Replaying that actually on the anniversary day or somewhere around there to like, you know, look back on it.
Isn't that wild?
It's pretty prescient, a lot of stuff you said during that, actually, if you go back and listen to that.
Yeah, we're going to lose all of rights. All of our rights.
It sounded extreme then, though. I'm not going to lie, because I was listening to it, and I was like, wow,
I was even saying it out loud, and I'm like,
Ron Paul over here.
Sick feeling. I see it. I'm embarrassed to say it out loud, but this is what's going to happen.
All right, I'm back.
Lo and behold. Hey, what's up? We're just talking about how smart I am. Okay, let's get...
that happens, unfortunately.
Penis inspection day? Sean, are you excited for penis inspection day in schools? You remember penis inspection day?
Yeah, it was the week after scoliosis screening.
Yeah. You come in and they'd inspect your penis. This is a new legislation for, I guess this is to, so we can make sure to have trans athletes in or something like that. Legislation in Georgia the introduced fuck? To create genitalia assessment boards to investigate student athletes' reproductive organs, secondary sex characteristics, and chromosomes to enforce sex-segregated sports and
genitalia assessment board? How do you apply for application on something like that?
Is
that
wait a minute. Why don't they just do a blood test? Or can't they just test the chromosomes? But do they just want to look at people's chunk?
Is that hate speech to just test the chromosomes? I think it might be.
I don't know.
Are you allowed to say
that? I haven't gotten past the drunk inspection.
That's what I fucking thought. So I went and read the law. A student age 18 or older, or a parent or guardian of a student, may request a waiver. Here we go. Of this paragraph, for the governing body of the athletic association by submitting a written petition, which shall include at minimum information regarding the student's gender based on the student's reproductive organs. That's first.
Uh-oh. This is getting so crazy. They're changing mother to birth parent.
Oh, God, chest milk? Did you see that?
I didn't see that one. I saw a birth parent. I was like, how many? You're throwing away thousands of years of, you know, built up meaning behind the word mother and all this. I don't know, man.
Look, if you're not calling it, women call themselves dog moms, okay? So.
Okay, fair point.
They're erring in the one direction. If you don't like mother, then you're not. Nah. Chest milk. Let me read this one for you.
Chest milk?
They're changing it from in an effort to be trans friendly. A hospital is giving nurses, is advising nurses to no longer use words such as breastfeeding and breast milk. Human milk.
What the fuck is going on?
Human milk? Human milk. Human milk and chest milk are more acceptable terms for midwives. Let me get some of that chest milk.
Yeah. That really hits the spot.
Look at this chest milk shake that I've got over here.
Oh, dude, it's going to get worse.
Human milk instead of, like, everyone has breasts, right? Can we just call it tit milk?
That's what I'm thinking when you're reading it out.
Fucking human milk? Human, that could mean a lot of, there's a lot of excretions going on.
What does that do for a transgender individual, Dick? You know what I mean? Like, what does that do for them in their life? Does that really?
Are they sitting there with their baby?
Finally!
Or their baby?
Chest milk.
Yeah. The trans parent is sitting with their baby, with their other trans parent, and the nurse comes in and says, so how's your human milk? Is your human milk frothing for your baby? And that's, and then they go, that was an amazing experience.
Finally, I'm treated with respect and dignity.
Finally, this is what I, midwives at a hospital in England. I don't know. England is fucked. Oh my God.
They're pretty bad over there because even the Conservative Party over there is like really heavy on, you know, speech restrictions and just insanity.
Milk from the feeding mother or parent are more acceptable terms in lieu of using the traditional breast milk. Okay. To penis inspection day. Based on the student's reproductive organs, genetic makeup, and other medically relevant factors. Other than your genetics?
Yeah.
What are
the other factors? That's what I was I'm trying to think
what
of
what makes
just
a person?
One.
Well, genes and a lot of other things. Like what? Oh, you know.
Pretty much just the genes.
Lots of things. You could imagine. The governing body of the Athletic Association shall appoint a panel of three physicians. Oh, cool. When we had penis inspection day, it was just the one guy.
Where you grab your balls and cough or whatever.
Yeah, and he's in the library.
Behind the bleachers.
Yeah.
Let me check
shady
out that penis.
Time to hell yes.
After they gave you that hearing test where they said, raise your hand if you could hear it, then they pull you in for penis inspection. Now they got three to make sure you're not being traumatized.
One of them's just there to observe. The other two.
Yeah. Well, it might be some kind of a pedophile. We'll get two of them. What are the odds that both of them could be pedophiles? We're going to get an anti-pedophile guy.
He's specialist.
Not, He's not, yeah, he's not, he doesn't get to see the child's penis.
He's just watching their reaction to it.
Right.
To see if they derived any joy whatsoever from it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what, well, what if we get a guy who derives joy? Oh, fuck, we didn't think that far in advance.
Oh, my God.
What if we get a guy who's only attracted to pedophiles in there? Oh, no. Oh, no. Penis inspection day's ruined.
Does that exist?
Someone who's only attracted to pedophiles?
I mean, it seems like probably. It would, right? Every other fucking crazy thing's got a word for it.
If you could be attracted to it, there's a woman who's attracted to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Somewhere that's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah. The governing body of
He's only attracted to penis inspectors.
I love penis inspectors. And make recommendations to the Athletic Association for responding to the petition. Blah, bitty, blah, bitty, blah.
I would recommend they don't pursue this course of action.
Just cancel sports. You know?
You know, there's going to be a huge, it's already happening now, but there's going to be a huge push to let transgender, you know, whatever, come over and play with the females. And if the females roll over for, you know, naturally born, whatever you say, whatever.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
My sister was an athlete, so it annoys me.
Well, yeah, it annoys me
so
too.
Hard. Like, my sister cares more about things than me.
I mean, let's be honest. I don't watch a lot of women's sports because
no one does.
Most
they're
of them
horrible.
Suck. I like women's tennis is pretty good. Yeah. You know, there's a couple where you're like, all right, I watch that, you know, here and there. But for the most part, it's completely substandard
tennis,
version
women's
of
tennis.
Men
I don't think I could beat them in. Like, if I'm watching women's soccer or WNBA, I think I could beat them. I could do that.
Basketball,
probably can't, but I could do that.
Get in the wrong hoop and there's like five people watching them play. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, sure.
No pressure because nobody's watching. I think I could do this.
Yeah.
Throw some elbows in there.
But I'm still a big believer they should have their, you know, fair competitions and stuff. Like, I mean, I don't know. Think about the Olympics. You know, you're going to have, I won't say it.
Just cancel sports. You guys fucked around too much. Sports are over. We're not doing
it. Or just let it be wide open. Just open it up. Totally wide open. Yeah. Like the all drug Olympics. You know what?
Well,
you know what? Let the 5'2", 100-pound girl who identifies as a fucking, you know, whatever, just get in the boxing ring. Just everybody just see where it falls.
It's full East German. Just veins popping out of their fucking neck.
Yeah, just see how that goes. See how many people die.
Well, let's give it a shot. We'll try it, Sean. I told Merlogic to call in. Let me see. Oh, I got a funny tweet from Maddox too. I love when Maddox weighs in on pretty much anything. I don't know what
he tweeted about me a month or two ago. I can't remember. Oh, I do remember. It was about my legal stuff, I think, when he tweeted that out.
Oh, really?
Remember that?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He's something, I don't know, called me a piece of shit, basically. I deserve to go to jail and all this shit.
Here was what Maddox tweeted.
Same old, same old.
Maddox is owning the racists on this one.
Oh, this was epic. I'm glad you pulled this up.
You like this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Maddox, wow, he says, big L for, quote, race realists who peg their entire idiotic, unscientific, and bigoted arguments on shitty IQ tests. Out of curiosity, I looked it up to see which countries were number one on IQ, I guess he's saying.
Yeah.
Guess who's in the top 10? Not the U.S., not even in the top 25.
So the thing is, I wouldn't put myself in that category. We've had people like that on the show, et cetera. I've never seen a race realist who talks about how smart America is. You know what I mean? How we got the top IQ. What is that? That's not even a thing. Matter of fact, they're usually shitting on the IQ of the American
populace. A very specific reason why the average
right. They
usually
have a whole theory.
America is not a race, though. I don't even get. And
I don't
plus,
know.
He posts the list is Singapore, China, Hong Kong, South. It's all like homogenous nations. I'm pretty sure race realists think Asian people are getting screwed over by diversity quotas, too. All right, I think Asian people are. Pretty
well,
sure there's a fucking lawsuit
realists,
about.
Well, they like admire those countries, though. You know what I mean? They always talk about how, you know, they're homogenous and they should be able to do that, et cetera.
Maddox didn't post the lowest 10, though. The bottom 10.
Oh, he didn't?
To really prove the... I assume if he's posting the top 10, the bottom...
I
kind of
want to see that now, but...
I don't... If it was relevant, I'm sure the news would tell me about it. But if he's going to prove the race realists and the IQ wrong, right? He should go, here's the top and here's the bottom. You can see there's no
correlation,
sort of correlation or data that could be pulled. Nutrition has a big component in IQ. Okay, where's Merlogic? Where is he? There he is. Merlogic! Where are you, buddy?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How you doing, man?
Happy Valentine's Day, Dick. You seem to be in one of your moods.
They canceled my fucking rave, man. I'm in a horrible mood. I'm in a piss poor mood.
Yeah, I can feel it.
You can?
Yeah.
I'm in a liquor mood. What kind of mood are you in? What's Valentine's Day like in the Wonder Bread land? Wonder Bread world.
Celibacy for the most part. I haven't had a real relationship or connection with a real female in years. So,
Feel you.
Valentine's
feel that.
Day is the day. Yeah.
So what's new in the commission world for you?
Well, I got a bunch of people blowing up my Discord like last week saying how an animator showed up on your podcast and they were wondering why I wasn't there to speak my case. So I went and did a bunch of research to see what the hell happened.
Okay.
The guy who showed up on your podcast. Yeah. Yes. His name is Grayson Warnerbilt. Yeah. I met this guy the first time I went on your podcast. He went over to me after the podcast was done. He asked me, "Hey, yo, my guy, I heard you were in the market for animations. I will do you an animation for free."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "That's great. When can I get it?" And then he disappeared for what felt like years and years and years on end. And he shows up on your podcast. And then after he's done, he then sends me an email. It's like, "Hey, yeah, so about that animation, I'm still working on it. I was flat broke the day I met you. And then after I was not flat broke, I got a job working in the industry." Huh. So he got a job as a professional storyboarder, but he still remembered that animation he wanted to give me, something I had completely forgotten about a long while ago.
Well, everyone loves you. Everyone wants to bring your fetish to life or your dreams to life. You got to know that, right?
No, it's cute. I appreciate it. I got the animation right here if nobody's seen it yet.
Let's see it. Is it safe for work? Can I put it on YouTube?
Yeah, it's actually safe for work, because you know how storyboards are. They're very time consuming. It takes like several fucking weeks to do like one frame of animation.
Yeah.
Hang on, I got it right here. But so tell me about this rave. What was it about?
It was about love. It was about reconnecting. It was about unity. Perhaps you've heard it. Did you see fucking Jill Biden's unity hearts thing? Come on.
Not from the White House. What a personal touch that was, Dick. What do you mean? We finally got a real human being in the White House.
Fucking White House. Here it is. Okay. Let me load this up so people could see it.
Uh-oh.
All right, so this is a woman revving a chainsaw that you've got here.
He just sent me this the other day. He said this took me weeks to make. He had to do every frame by hand, and they had to fucking put a bunch of storyboards up on the wall, and then he had to interconnect each and every storyboard. You know how this works. Like, animation's not exactly an easy process.
It looks incredible. It looks like heavy metal style, like Don Bluth almost. So what do you think? Do you get off to this?
He gave me that for free. I didn't spend a penny on that. It's like, this is my gift to you. Thank you for being yourself.
Yeah. He said you were looking for like bratty girls for your commission.
Yeah, of course.
Why do you like that? You like bratty girl. Not just Wonder Bread, but like acting like brats.
Yeah. I'm like the Omni simp.
I feel like you could find that in a real woman. One who just acts like a bitch.
Yeah,
all the
time. But you see, when you find that in a real woman, it ruins the fantasy because it makes you into a real simp.
Yeah. It's true.
Pseudo simp.
Yeah. Okay. What else is going on with you, bud?
Pseudo simp.
Do you put them in their place? The bratty girl, or are you just like getting abused?
It's kind of like a cuckoldry thing. I actually really like it when they behave this way.
You do? Are you into cucking too?
I do. Not real cucking.
No. Thinking about it? Like fake cucking?
And that's the thing. When you have a fantasy, the reason why it's great is because it isn't real. When it becomes real, you don't want it anymore. The reason why it's great is because it's not tangible. It can be whatever you want it to be. But when it becomes something, it's nothing.
I don't know. Some fantasies are pretty good.
Not all.
maybe fucking bread falls under that. Anyway, what else is going on in your life, bud?
My grandfather recently passed away. I did a bunch of research as to when that happened. He died sometime in December, and I was really depressed about it.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I saw you posting about that.
Yeah. Thank you, by the way, for letting me bring this up.
Go ahead. What do you want to say about it?
Yeah. So I wanted to do something special for my grandfather, because now that I'm only just knowing that he passed away, nobody told me about it. Nobody had the means to tell me about it. I wanted to do something special for him to honor his memory. And now I went and did a bunch of research, because my grandfather is a guy who used to write books, and a lot of his books are autobiographies based around different moments in his life. So what I want to do is,
does he have any breads? Have you read them?
Publishing company.
Sorry, have you read the autobiographies? No, you haven't.
I've not read any of his book. That's the other thing I wanted to do. I wanted to get all seven of his books, and I wanted to keep them as keepsakes.
Bro, what if he has like wrote a bunch? What if he has like bread stuff in those autobiographies? Do you think that's possible? Like any kind of
you see, it's funny because some of these books are actually about me, so they don't specify my name by name in the books. But what I want to do is I want to get all these books and I want to put them on things like e-Kindles, so they're more easy and convenient for people to buy.
Okay.
Because I learned that there's not that many paperback versions of these books, so I want to get all the PDF files up on these e-Kindles so people can buy them. My idea is I want to get as many people as I can get to buy these books as a means to honor his memory, because it's always been his dream to want to become a professional novelist and make money off of his work.
Okay.
One of his books that he held in high regard is a book called A Grandpa in a Children's Village. That was back when he met me at a place called The Children's Village. It doesn't exist anymore.
Sean. That's like a bad porno. A grandpa in a Children's Village.
Yeah. I can see this snowball gaining momentum.
Jam for that. A grandpa in a Children's Village.
It's like Mr. T and the ladies. But
if you want to fuel to that fire, I should also point out that he was also a devout Catholic.
No! A grandpa in a Children's Village?
Oh, my God.
Why did nobody tell you he died?
Shelter in place has been so fucking crazy that everybody's just been up in their own little world. I knew for a fact.
Wait, the phone?
They couldn't tell you? How did you find out eventually?
So I'm going to Safeway, and I ran into a former Children's Village employee, which was the foster home I used to live at. And she said she recently moved to Bennett Valley. When we were driving over to Safeway together, she recently went and told me before I got out of the car, "Oh, by the way, your grandfather died. Did you know about that?"
Fuck? What the fuck?
No, I didn't know.
That's how you dropped that news.
Yeah, she just casually winked me and was like, "Yo, your grandfather died. Just gonna let you know."
Your grandpa,
by the way, your grandpa. Did you hear about that?
Sure, if you heard about it.
This is just like a coworker? Just some woman? Go
no,
slower.
It's, not a coworker, just somebody I knew back at the Children's Village. She used to be a secretary.
What is the Children's Village?
What the fuck is the Children's Village?
Like a
Children's Village.
Smurf Village for molested kids.
It's a former foster home I used to live in. I used to be a foster child. I spent 6 years of my life there.
Did you really? I didn't know you were a foster child.
I did. Yeah. I've been a foster child since 12 years old.
Wow.
I've known that man since I was 12.
Do you know who your real parents are?
I do know who my real parents are. In fact, if you go on my Kiwi Farms page, there are people who talk about them frequently.
Well, I'm sure. Do you have a relationship with them?
Fucking hate them, because my mom is a meth addict and my dad is a dependent alcoholic.
Jesus. You have a normal relationship with your parents, then.
Good, clean cut, all Americans in.
That, okay. I suddenly don't have as many jokes.
I'm an open book, Dick. Believe me, I could tell you all kinds of horrible stories depending upon the next time I'm brought back here.
Tell one now. I'm all ears. It's Valentine's Day. We should be talking about the downsides of love. What comes to mind immediately for you?
In terms of love?
No, horrible stories. Horrible
stories. And it is love.
Yeah, talk about that. I was making a joke about everybody's coming together for love right now, but I'm just giving everyone a cons list vis-a-vis your parents. Yeah. Tell us a horrible story about them.
Horrible story? What kind of horrible story? About what? Be specific, Dick.
I don't know. Is this like an improv sketch? I got to throw a word out there. I don't
know. The worst one you can think of.
The worst one you can think of.
Not fuck a Patreon.
Yeah.
All right. The worst one I can think of. I remember one time, and you could probably find this somewhere on the internet, that a news report wanted to do a bit on the Children's Village. And we thought, as all of the foster kids, we're all going to say our piece in front of the camera. But The woman who was in charge of the children's village that day said, no, we don't want the children in the shot. And when I went over to her and I'm asked, yeah, wait, what? Why are you doing a documentary on the children's village if the children aren't going to be in the shot? And she was like, no, they're going to be in the shot, but we're not going to have them talk in front of the camera. So when I asked her why,
they'll say something she said, stupid, oh, like, I like turtles.
By the way, this is some information we forgot to tell you, but we're going to only tell you this right now. The landmass that we bought the children's village and built it on is right next to an area that's known for pedophiles being in the area. We don't want them to know that we live in this area.
The children's village was next to pedophile farms? What are you talking
about? That was the reason why she told me we couldn't be on camera.
What? What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. What is, wait, you grew up on a village, like a free-range foster child village that was next to a pedophile?
And hunt them like the Hunger Game.
Where is this? Where did this happen?
Children's Village is in Santa Rosa, or what's left of it was in Santa Rosa. It's in a place called Kiwanis Terrace. It's right next to a college area.
Okay. And where are the pedophiles? Yeah,
so the apartment complex that's right next to what the Children's Village used to be is the place they said where all the pedophiles live.
Okay.
Yeah. So you make pedophile jokes, and that's the first thing I remember because, you know, they're like, no, we can't have you in front of the camera. What if a pedophile comes on the property, finds out who you are, just said your name, and attempts to rape you?
What, the pedophiles are at home watching the news going, oh, yeah, that's a spicy one. That Merlogic guy.
I mean, yeah, that's what she said. It's like, no, you can't be in the shot. This is just about promoting the village.
I must have him. I must have this boy. What was the real reason they didn't want you on TV? They just wanted to talk more?
I was probably super unhappy, and they were probably thinking I was going to say something that's not supposed to be on TV.
You were unhappy at the children's village?
Yeah.
Why?
Are you kidding me? I used to have people tell me that McKay used to get into fucking screaming matches with God because he hated being a foster child that badly. He would just scream for hours and he would just cry afterwards.
Who? Another child at the children's village? You.
No, me.
You would. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That sucks. How long were you there?
I was there for 6 years. I was there from 12 to 18. The minute I turned 18, it booted my ass off the property and they said, you're on your own.
When the checks dried up, I assume.
Yeah. You know, when you're no longer dependent on the state and you're legally 18, they don't want anything to do with you. And since I was a fucking piece of shit over there, they told me to leave. I ended up in Lake County for 10 days. And if anybody who's ever lived in Lake County, it's just a place that makes a lot of meth. I lived in a trailer park for 10 days and I wanted to kill myself throughout 9 of those days.
Wow. You have had a very rough life for a wonderbread fetish guy.
Yep. You know, it's...
Man, is there anything good about the foster system? Like, do you ever hear anything good about
it? Come on.
The one thing people tell you about being a foster kid is it's like legal child trafficking. They can take you away from their parents and keep you there. But what's really fucked up is foster homes are becoming more and more like a dying concept. It's not like Little Orphan Annie in the fucking movie where big billionaire is going to come and get that little daughter and the day is going to be saved. No, it's nothing like that. One time, when me and my brother were living at the children's village, a pedophile wandered onto the property and he wanted to adopt my brother. Only my brother, not me.
Oh, my fucking
me.
God!
And we learned...
Is Gina Carino going to make this into the heartwarming
this
Disney movie?
This reminds me of the Holocaust, Nick.
A pedophile.
And
I was in foster care. So one day a pedophile wanders onto the children's village and he wants to adopt my brother.
So what's funny is we learned later that this pedophile... I wanted to adopt my brother. I've been going to different foster homes all over the state. And he was specifically, he was specifically targeting retarded kids.
Oh,
my brother's retarded.
No. Your brother's retarded?
But actually, look at all the kids he was adopting impulsively. They were all either developmentally disabled that literally could not talk outside of just making rage sounds, or they were crippled. And he wanted my brother because he thought he'd be easy to rape.
Because he couldn't tell on him.
He
couldn't go to the cops.
Retarded kids, because he thought
he had a definite strategy, though, didn't he?
That's a smart pedophile. You can't catch them because they're so crafty. Crafty is pedophile. He went over the books. Yeah, all these pedophiles get caught because these kids rat them out.
You just got to lower your standards a little bit.
Guys, pedophiles.com, I figured it out. We got to go to the children's village and get some of these retarded kids.
Jesus.
How did you know he was a pedophile?
We learned later because, you know, the thing about pedophiles is they try not to look like pedophiles, even though it's hard for them. Everyone wants to be Mr. Rogers, even though Mr. Rogers has a pedophile vibe to him.
does.
A little bit.
Well, because they all jacked his vibe. Yeah. Like, he was genuine, and all the pedophiles were like, oh, yeah, I'm
Mr. Copy Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, yeah.
Old man with a pimp team wanders onto the property and says, lead me to your retarded children. I want to talk to them. You know, that's usually a red flag.
That's a red flag for me.
Can I see the retards, please?
Bring me out your finest retarded kids.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I like this one.
They line them up like supple the Moonlight cheeks. Bunny Ranch. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that?
What do they say? So, what are you in the market
Island.
For?
Well, you know. What kind of retard are you in the market for today, sir? I'm not an ebophile. You know really I need under 12. Well, what?
The only reason why I knew this guy wanted to adopt my brother is because he didn't tell me about it. I had to learn later where they were almost about willing to sign that adoption paper, and I ran into the room like, what the fuck are you doing? He didn't ask
stop.
Me.
Everybody
and asked
stop. Bug,
my
stop the presses.
Family, if you wanted to do this, like, no, we're just going to adopt your brother.
Did you really
Man,
stop
nobody
it?
Keeps you in the loop.
The adoption?
They're not supposed to. You're dependent on the state. You're property, not a person.
Wow. What'd your brother have to say about it?
His mouth is
full. He fucking got kicked out of children's school. He ended up going to children's school for retards.
Wait, say that again, Mer. Sorry.
So when the pedophile thing didn't work out, they ended up taking him to a different foster home, and it was there he started becoming more and more angry at the world. At one point at time, he
Nobody
bought a guitar.
Likes it more.
He bought a guitar for $200, and the person who sold him that guitar claimed that guitar was signed by Jimi Hendrix. It wasn't. It was a wooden guitar that he got like a magic marker and like wrote Jimi Hendrix on the guitar and said, oh, by the way, Jimi Hendrix owned this guitar. I'll sell it to you for $200. But he kept that guitar. So he kept that guitar for the longest time. And when he moved to this new foster home up in Sebastopol, when he went to the person who owned that foster home, he hit that person over the head with the guitar, Jeff Jarrett style.
Jeff Jarrett
he broke
style.
The guitar slap in his head.
This is how much I hate you. This guitar has been signed by Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix.
How retarded is your brother, Mer? Like how?
Very he can, retarded.
He can conduct. I mean, he can conduct Timmy commerce though.
Retarded.
What?
He's Timmy from South Park. Retarded.
How did he buy a guitar then?
So well, up near the children's village, there's this place that sells musical instruments just on the side of the road. And there's this Peruvian man who will try and sell you things that are overmarked that he got off like Amazon for like $20. Okay. That's how he sold that guitar to my brother for almost $200. And he kept that guitar and he never played it. And then he had that guitar on him when he moved to the new foster home. And then he hit someone over the head with it.
I think you've broken my brain.